This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
King in Hartford. King, what's happening, brother?
Hey, King.
Boomer and Geo.
Oh, yeah, King. What's happening, buddy?
So now, listen. Yeah. I heard Geo had his golf shoes on, and yeah. I called in actually before... You showed them in Boomer. You called him a loser. Gio, you cannot wear your golf shoes as a spectator down there. You cannot. You'll be that guy.
I disagree.
You'll be that guy. Ask Boomer. Have you been to a professional golf tournament, Gio?
I was at the Travelers up there.
But did you walk the course?
I did, yeah. I walked.
Did you have golf shoes on?
I didn't that day, but King, you're missing a major point here. I knew I wasn't going to get called on that day. There's a chance today I get called on.
You cannot walk as a spectator with your golf shoes on.
You're not hearing me. There's a chance. There's a small, albeit a small chance, that someone withdraws. And then all of a sudden they're looking around.
See, that's what he's hoping for, King. That's the thing. That's the subliminal message that he's sending.
Exactly.
He's standing there with the golf shoes on. Hey, I'm an influencer.
100%.
Why don't you let me play?
That's it.
There is a little bit of a selfish aspect to it.
Yeah.
It's like one of these jackasses that wear their tennis outfits to the U.S. Open.
No, but they're not. No, it's not, because they're not going to get called out to play the U.S. Open. This is a creator classic. Someone withdraws. They're out on the range. Maybe they pull a muscle, an oblique, a flank. I happen to be there. Well, like, hey, I'm prepared.
A flank. Oh, my God.
I'm prepared. Why not? Some guy, you know, he's having a bad rain session. He breaks his driver over his head.
I will say
storms off. Oh.
The fact that you're even talking about this is raised the level of the promotion and marketing for the event itself.
Well, yeah.
I can see somebody there going, oh, there's Gio over there, and he's got his golf shoes on. We should bring him in here so he talks about it tomorrow.
Wouldn't be out of question.
Truist would love that.
Wouldn't be out of question, wouldn't it?
I mean,
hell, I'm a Truist client.
Now,
I didn't even get invited.
No, you didn't. But think about this. Imagine something like that does happen, and they're like, "Man, you know, we'd allow you to play if you had your golf shoes." And I go, "Damn it! I should have brought them." Now, the clubs, I don't know. If I bring the clubs, that might be a little much.
I mean, if you're out there walking around carrying your clubs and watching the event, that's a little much. That would be a little much. I mean, it's bad enough you got your golf shoes on, but if you're carrying your golf bag as the event's going on, going, pick me, Monty, pick me.
You know what's crazy? I mean, this is not that far from the truth. Like, this is what I thought about. I was actually thinking about getting one of the, like buying one of the walking carts because my bag's heavy. And I was like, well, I'll just throw it on there. I wonder if they'll let me with a credential if I could wheel my clubs around just in case. You always got to be prepared, man.
Yes, yeah.
You taught me about that preparation.
Yes, preparation is the key.
Like, I'm not, you know, at the Travelers, at the Pro-Am, they already had, you know, decided what was going on there, and I had to drive back from Connecticut. Like, this, there's a chance, albeit a 1% chance, maybe less than a 1% chance. Like, I just want to be prepared. I'm ready to go. Chris in Jersey. What's going on, Chris?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. All righty, Chris. What's happening?
I'm headed out to Ferry Point right now from New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
I'm the director of golf at the City Park Foundation Junior Golf Center.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So that's exactly what you guys are raising money for.
Correct. And I just wanted to let you know, two of our kids are going to be on the eighth hole today. And you're going to be very impressed by them, Boomer. Gee, if you, if I know you're not playing, I wish you, I wish I knew you were playing. I needed an extra guy.
Tough.
I still spot.
See?
Yeah,
now
but
I already made plans.
He hates Ferry Point, though.
No, it's not true. I love Ferry Point. I didn't like that day. I was in the fescue all day long. I was, like, traumatized by it. But no. The place is awesome. That is great. That seems like what you're doing, as I'm just learning about it from Boomer in the break, is a really, really cool thing for the kids. So awesome day there, Chris, and great work.
Thanks, guys. See you in a few hours.
You got it, Chris. See you there.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's great. I mean, this is the type of program that you love to support.
You love to see it.
Yes.
Damn right.
This is exactly why you have golf courses like this being built, raise money for these kids to be able to play golf and have access to golf.
Who are you playing with today, you know?
Mike Kenny.
Oh.
It's MK's buddy, and I think there's another ex-athlete in the group. I'm not sure if that person is still coming, so I don't want to mention that.
Oh, name. Okay. All right. Very good. MK.
Let's put it this way. The guy is a huge Knicks fan, and he's at every Knicks game. So if that guy is still playing. So, but I could see him backing out because it's a Knicks game tonight, and he's like a super celebrity, and it's be one of these things.
One of those things? You don't want to mention
the
name?
I'll have to be the double celebrity.
Oh, double celebrity.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a bad day to be at Tito's and Lemonade if MK's coming. Tim and Parsippany, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, Gio, since you're wearing your golf shoes, I want to ask you a question. What does it feel like turning into Evan?
Oh, that is an insult. That
is the ultimate insult.
Turn into Evan. How do you figure?
Wearing the shoes of a sporting event while going to the sporting event. Do you wear football cleats going to a football game?
Is there a chance that I get called in to play the football game?
No.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. You guys are not understanding.
Well, I understand.
I'm not
totally
showing up to a baseball game with a bat and glove and a bat thinking that the Mets will put me in. This is the creator classic. These are people that do things that we do. And there's a chance, a small one, that someone withdraws, someone decides that they have a freak out session and they leave and they're like, we need somebody.
It'd be unbelievable if you got into the foursome.
Put me in, coach.
It'd be unbelievable if you got into the foursome with Paige Spiranak. Oh my God. That would be, I don't know, I wonder what you would shoot.
It's like when you're somewhere and someone gets ill and they go, is there a doctor in the house? It'd be like, is there a creator in the house?
Yes!
Me, I'm a creator.
And I happen to have my golf shoes. Perfect. I put them on. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling it, like, there's guys in here. Like, there's like a video game guy.
This is like when the NHL has an emergency goalie just set up somewhere.
Thank
guy's
you,
Al. Gotta be ready.
Thank you, Al.
You are on it. Look at you even
Thank
knowing
you.
That rule exists.
Thank you.
I'm very
so
proud
strange.
Of you, Al. I caught you talking about hockey yesterday. Now you're talking about it again today. You're actually coming around full circle.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's see here. Take a look at one of these guys just out of curiosity. See what their ex followers are. Just out of curiosity, one guy right here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I mean, like, he hasn't, well, no, he has been posting stuff. Is one of the guys here from Good Good Golf. You know, I mean, he's got like, you know, 3,000 ex followers.
How many do you have?
Like 91,000.
Wow.
So I'm like, you know,
like, who's that guy?
He's played in the Masters. He's like a really good golfer.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go to Marty in Tenafly. Marty, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. What a beautiful day. Finally, the rain subsided. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I feel like, Gio, it's a little desperate on your part, no?
100%.
Like, you're like...
100% yeah, it is.
The friend has the country club membership, and you're kind of inviting yourself, and they're like, they don't want you to come, and they're trying to tell you in a nice way. I don't know.
Listen, Marty, you're right about it being desperate, but I was invited. I did not invite myself. I was invited.
Yeah.
So that part is wrong.
No, he was, but I have to say...
It is desperation, but it's also my number one passion right now.
Can we all just give Gio credit for being honest?
Yeah.
I mean, let's give him credit for that. Like he's saying, I'm wearing my golf shoes just in case somebody pulls a hammy or something. And that could happen.
Like this is...
Like let's say that group of Islanders that's going out to play golf right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the car. They're
yeah.
getting hammered.
But by the way, they're being up. Driven. They're being driven, of course.
Yeah. They're in a big van.
Yeah.
And let's say, like, Casey, because this would be a Casey type of thing,
yeah.
steps off the van and face plants
sure.
right in the parking lot.
Right. Needs somebody.
And has, like, needs eye surgery or something.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So the next thing you know, they're short. They need somebody.
Need a guy.
And you're being honest about it.
100%. I mean, and this is like
I appreciate that and I respect that.
This is my wheelhouse right here. This is YouTube. It's YouTube golf. It's creators. It's the PGA Tour event. Truist. It's on the East Coast.
Do you know how many people that you have touched, opened to YouTube golf? I mean, that's basically you are the megaphone.
I'm an ambassador
of YouTube golf.
So I just
really are.
I just figured, you know, one of these guys like this, Josh Richards, he's a very popular guy, does a podcast, used to do the podcast with Portnoy. Anything could happen to this guy. He's like 98 pounds. You know, he could blown away by the wind. Just be up in the air.
It's like Frankie Borelli, he's like 98 pounds.
Yeah, but he's a legit golfer, though,
yes,
man.
Yes, he is.
He is very thin.
Is he in this thing?
He is not in this one.
How is he not in this thing?
Well, Trent was in the first one, so they put the Barstool guys in the one back at Sawgrass.
Okay.
So this is a different one here. But like, something could happen to him very easily. And then, oh man, what do we do now? We got an uneven amount. Well, I happen to know a guy.
He's standing right over there with his golf shoes and his golf bag.
I mean, think about how upsetting it would be if I were not prepared
yes.
for this moment, and they were looking. You know, and they were looking to fill that spot.
Will you have your gloves on also?
Yeah, he's got to have his gloves.
No, it'll be in the bag. It'll be in the bag. That's very easy. Take it out of the bag, put it on, balls, tees, you know, marker, hat. You know, let's go. Ready to go. Playing a Titleist 22. Chip in Delaware. What's going on, Chip?
Tio, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
So I sent you a message on X. Happy to caddy for you. Get the call up today. I'm not a flower town. It's not too far from here. but out of curiosity, I'm wondering, so should someone go down? And do you think they would maybe select Kalen Henderson, who's caddying for Sabrina Andolfo before you? Maybe just a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? True. They may. But in that situation, guess what they would need? A caddy.
Yes.
And then I would be right there for that as well. And then I'd be walking with them, and then I don't want to slip.
Yeah, but caddies don't wear golf shoes.
They need two caddies, so give me a call.
All right.
Okay.
Very good, Chip. See?
See, Chip. That guy's buying into it. I like it.
Yeah, damn right. Let's go to Howard in New Hyde Park. What's going on, Howard?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man.
So Gio, I think you should just bring your driver with you because maybe they'll just let you hit the ceremonial first ball off the tee.
Like Jack Nicklaus and Gary yep. Player and Tom Watson at the Masters.
Exactly.
Oh, Howard, you know what? I that is a great. So I don't have to carry my whole bag. I'll just bring my driver with me and be like, all right, what time am I kicking this thing off? I bet you I could almost convince somebody that I was the guy. Be like, hey, how's it going? Greg G, 90 WFAN, doing the ceremonial first tee shot.
Hopefully there are not a lot of people there standing around that tee shot.
Everybody just spread out just a little further away.
You'd be like,
about 100 yards left and right.
You'd be like this with your legs.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that? I actually am more calm when there's a camera on me than not. Like, we had the guys from golf.com come to the Sunday morning thing this past Sunday morning. Couldn't have been more relaxed.
Well, I mean, like, you're a champion to those guys.
But okay, yeah, it's when I get around you and Wally and other professional athletes and Cal, that's when I start getting nervous.
Well, you saw Wally at the Hody the other day, and you striped him.
I actually did, yeah. I needed that, boy. I needed him to see that. I really did.
I mean, he's got to get off your back, man. He needs to be a little bit more understanding.
Well, listen, I'm on his back, too.
I know you are. I know.
To be fair, I'm on his back all the time, and he doesn't get a chance to defend himself.
True that.
Rosemary in Connecticut. What's going on, Rosemary?
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you know that you should wear your golf shoes today and be proud.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate that, and I will.
Rosemary, why are you getting so soft? Why are you so, like, you're getting soft everybody, now?
Everybody's giving him a hard time, so, you know, someone has to ease him in. Well, I think you should wear them and play a good golf game if you get picked.
Thank you, Rosemary. I mean, I really appreciate the support. And yeah, I mean, listen, nobody's dragging me down in this situation. I've calculated this. It may seem weird to some and feel strange, but for me, this just feels right. I mean, I these are not the ones I wear all the time. These are all the ones I pulled them out, and I was like, these will be the good ones.
All right, so a little update on this whole thing, okay? So a little birdie just told me that your golf clubs are already in Gelb's car. Like, you're not moving them now. You've already done this.
No, that's not true.
That's what I'm being told.
That's not true.
I have an inside source who's giving me a little scuttlebutt.
They're not in there yet.
Geo sticks are in my trunk. That's what I just got from Gelb. So is he lying to me?
He might have went and got them already out of the garage.
You got them.
All right.
He's got them. So your sticks are going to be with you. Yeah. I mean, go out there with the carry your bag, walk around, just watch and look aimlessly.
You got to act like you're supposed to be there.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Like, I just show up at the range and be like, hey, how's it going? Hey. Hey, getting ready.
Who are you? Hey, I'm Gio.
Yeah, right. WFAN. Yep. How's it going? Let's go to EJ in New Jersey. What's going on, EJ?
Hey, Gio, man, I just want to tell you, me as a bowler, been bowling for years, we do it all the time, man. We keep our bowling shoes and our balls in our cars, and we go to these different tournaments or different things, and we always, bowlers do it all the time, man. Don't even be embarrassed.
All right, so hold on, EJ, for a second now. Let's say you don't get picked to bowl in the event. Mm-hmm. Do you wear your bowling shoes to the event when you're watching the event?
No, we have them in the car. We have the bowling shoes and the balls right in the car. So what happens is you got a lot of handicap leagues, and if they're short a man or if somebody, like you said, pulls a hammy,
yeah.
Hey, I got my ball, I got my shoes out of the car. You
know? See?
Yeah, but how many times has that happened? EJ, how many times has that actually happened for you?
A lot of times, man, because especially on Saturdays, is these big money league tournament things.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, they pull out, they get hurt or whatever, you know, or they just don't show up. And then these guys are a man short, because, you know, it has to be a 5-on-5 or, you know, whatever. The numbers have to match up, because you don't want to use a handicap, because you could use a handicap, but then that's going to hurt your team. So it happens a lot. You'll see a lot of guys just sitting around and mm-hmm. They'd be like, hey, anybody what's saying? I got my ball and my shoes in my car, man.
EJ, thank you.
I'm ready to go.
I appreciate you, EJ. Thank you very
much. He's got his shoes on, and he's going to have his golf bag. He's going to be carrying it around with him, so he's going to be ready to go, too. And I have a feeling that you're going to be in there. I have a feeling. I don't know. There's something that just leads me to believe that somehow, somewhere. What time's this thing tee off today?
4:00.
Oh, you're getting in.
It's 9 holes. I mean, be able to hack my way around there for 9 holes.
Oh, please, please.
I mean, someone would have to drop out.
I mean, you have to play with Paige. That would be unbelievable.
I'm seeing, like, if one of these guys would take a bribe, I think. I mean, this guy named Hole-in-One Trick Shots, his name's Josh Kelly, I feel like he'd take a bribe. I've seen him on YouTube. Seems like a guy would take a bribe and fake an injury. Going to go right to him. Be like, you don't need this. I need this.
You need this. You are insane. This is amazing.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.